You know, you can use a lot of different words to describe what it's like being a young child. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. You can use words like energetic, curious, silly, ticklish, hopeless and sad.
Okay, well, now we're speaking of your childhood.
Got to give a shout out to all my formerly abused adults out there. What up, people? Hey, not everybody had the best childhood. Got to really take everybody. Everybody has a home here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we accept all of it.
One word that always comes to mind when I think of children is simple.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. Kids can be bright. Like me, I was a former child genius, by the way.
Oh. What happened to that genius level?
Drugs and alcohol.
Okay, sure.
But normally, when you're a child, it's the one time in your life when being completely naive is acceptable and doing insanely dumb things is actually expected. In fact, I'm sure we all did pretty dumb things when we were kids, but the question is exactly how dumb? Well, a recent survey asked thousands of people for the most foolish thing they remember doing when they were a child.
Wow.
And these were some of the top responses. So let's go over that list. Number 7 says, before I understood how cooking works, I tried to cook spaghetti on the stove.
Uh-oh.
No pot, no water, just roasting the dry strands of pasta over an open flame. Obviously, it caught fire. And I didn't know what to do, so I ran the still flaming spaghetti strands upstairs to my mom and asked her what to do.
Oh, yeah. My God, no!
I feel like that could be a 5-year-old or it could be a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, it's one or the other.
I feel like I could somehow still make that mistake
now.
Number 6 says, early one winter morning, while my mother was making breakfast, 3-year-old me saw my reflection in the stainless steel toaster and thought, I think I'll give that handsome young man a kiss. And that's when I learned hot things are hot.
Yeah.
Ow, that would hurt so bad.
Your lips are sensitive too. That would hurt.
The only thing worse is if he did it twice.
Yeah, he didn't learn. Number 5 says, when I was a kid, my older brother told me butter and peanut butter were the same thing.
Oh, no.
Because he knew how much I loved peanut butter. So one day, while my parents were out, I ate an entire tub of margarine.
Oh, my God. That makes
waiting for the flavor to get better.
Oh, God.
My mom came home and saw what I did and took me to urgent care for a butter overdose.
Oh, my.
I know you can have a butter overdose.
That's amazing.
Number 4 says, growing up, my brothers and I used to play a game where we would light matches and then throw them at each other, pretending they were fire arrows.
Yeah.
Cool.
Genius, guys. Throw lit matches.
That sounds fun, actually.
Yeah, it does sound fun. I'd like to do that now.
Don't do that. What are you? You're advocating for this. Or some kid listening is like, yeah, me too.
Says we would do this everywhere, sometimes outside, but also chasing each other. And one day, a rogue fire arrow landed on the upholstered couch.
Oh, no.
No, don't do it inside.
But that's the first time I met a fireman in person, so it was kind of cool. So they caught the couch on fire.
There's no good place to throw fire, kids. We're just going to establish that right now.
Number 3, during the winter in third grade, a bunch of us invented, a bunch of us invented a fun game to play on the icy parking lot where we would tuck our arms into big puffy coats and then run into each other like bumper cars.
Oh my God, that sounds so painful.
Yeah.
We called it Bubble Boom.
Oh my God.
That's a good name for it.
What you should have called it is Concussion. That's what you should have called it.
Like human bumper cars?
It says it was a fun game. Jeez. It says it was a... excuse me. Sorry.
There we go.
Allergies. Let me get some water. Much better.
Okay.
It says it was a fun game until someone knocked into me from behind.
Yeah.
And down I went, face first, into the asphalt with my hands still tucked into my jacket.
So you can't even embrace the fall.
I learned the hard way that you shouldn't even run with your hands in your pocket. Okay?
It says I needed 2 new teeth later that day.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is not shocking to anybody.
We're talking about some of the dumbest things people have ever done as kids because there was a new survey on the internet about it. Number 2 says, my favorite toy growing up was my red remote control car.
Yeah, it's a good toy to have, man.
I love remote control cars.
Well, one day the batteries died, and I didn't have any new... God, this is ridiculous.
It's puberty, man.
Talking about being a kid, and all of a sudden I start going through puberty. Start that one over. It says, my favorite toy growing up was my red remote control car. Well, one day The batteries died, I didn't have any new ones to replace them.
Okay.
So I came up with a smart idea.
Oh, no.
I thought I could recharge them if I put the batteries in the microwave.
No! In the freezer, maybe!
Yeah.
Not the microwave!
Not even!
It says, luckily my mom ran in and hit stop after it started to make explosion noises.
Oh, thank God for mothers.
But I like how it's only after it started to make explosion noises. Like, it probably has flames billowing out of it
already
by the time mom gets there.
Yeah, it probably took a while. And the number one dumbest thing that I ever did as a kid, according to this survey, says, I remember when I was 7 years old, before they had caller ID, I dialed 911 as a prank call and told dispatch, quote, close their butts and shut up. Good. That's such a good joke, by the way.
Yeah, man. That's better than the refrigerators running away.
That is an amazing seven-year-old joke.
Close your butts and shut up.
To tell 911 to close their butts and shut up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It says, I, of course, thought it was hilarious, but I didn't think that they do callbacks. They did, and that's when I told them again to close their butts and shut up.
Oh, they walked
sticking
right
with
into
the
it.
Joke. Love it.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, they actually sent a police car to my house, and a cop got out and told my mom, your son told us to close our butts. I was grounded for a week.
That's it?
Just a week
That's
for that?
That's it? Yeah, what kind of parents do you have?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Man,
control.
Good for you. No wonder you're calling 911 and telling them about their butts.
Yeah, you're probably still doing that to this day.
Yeah, 1 week.
What's
Ooh,
the consequence? Nothing's going to happen. I can tell anybody I want to close like their butts and shut up.
That's like a good phone tap idea for you, dude.
Text in at 78592. Call us 866-668-4692. What's the dumbest thing you remember doing as a child?
Getting such good texts already.
We'll take your calls and your text messages right after this. It's 866-668-4692. Text us 78592. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. We have a text in at 78592 that says, I called 911 and told them my babysitter was dead. That probably didn't work out very well. Hopefully there's not a text that follows up that says, I was being honest. She was, and I did it.
That is
Brooke and Jubal
in
the morning.
Dark, man.
We're talking about stupid things that you did as a kid. We just read a survey where people answered that question. What's the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid? And so we'll take your text messages and your phone calls. 866-668-4692. Text us 78592. Amanda, what's the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid?
Oh, it was pretty dumb. So when I was little, my best friend, she had braces and I didn't. And I was so jealous because I wanted to like put color stuff in my teeth. Like, I don't know. I was stupid.
Like the little bands.
Yeah. And, so I came up with my own like genius idea. So every night before bed, I would break up pieces of fruit roll-up, and I would put them in between my teeth and try and, like, get them to spread out.
Oh, my God. That just sounds like one big cavity waiting to happen.
No.
Ow. Dude, if you're trying to get your teeth to spread out.
That would hurt.
Did it work?
Yeah. No, I got 7 cavities in one dentist visit.
Damn.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to eat a lot of fruit roll-ups.
God. And you get to be the only kid who actually wanted braces.
Yeah.
I know.
God.
Yeah. Well, if all your friends have braces and they got cool colors on them, you're like, dude, I wish I had like blue rubber bands on my teeth.
I was so dorky with my big glasses, and I finally got contacts when I was a junior in high school, and so I started to be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And I lost one of my contacts, but I refused to wear my glasses because I didn't want to downgrade myself. So I went for a month with only being able to see out of one eye. And I just shut one eye the rest of the class.
Hey, Laura, what's the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid?
So when I was a kid, I had a contest with my brother to see which one of us could stare at the sun the longest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I did that.
Yeah.
It hurts. Don't do that.
Did your brother set you up, or were you both really in it?
Oh, no. This was, like, the best plan both of us came up with.
Okay.
We were like a team.
Yeah, when you're like, this is going to be so fun.
Oh, man.
Dude, I bet I'll beat you.
Yeah, he can read Braille now, but
exactly.
That's okay.
And how did that play out for you?
I'm surprised we both can't read Braille because we stared at it for a solid 10 minutes.
Oh, my
gosh. My mom looked out the window and, like, freaked out. Like, she came running outside. She's like, what are you doing? We're like, oh, we're having a staring contest with the sun.
Yeah. The sun's going to win, just so you know. The sun always wins.
The sun does win that contest every single time. A text in at 78592 says, as a little kid, I used to eat the pages of our cooking book.
What?
Because apparently I thought that they would taste like the food in the picture.
That would be genius. Can someone come up with that invention?
It says, looking back, the weirdest part is I ate several pages and never figured it out.
Yeah.
But not after one page, they were like, that doesn't taste like steak at all. Hey, Keith, what is the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's,
not much. What's
the
dumbest thing?
All right, so when I was a kid, I actually pooped my pants so I could go home from school and play PlayStation.
Yeah, because that's not going to get you bullied for the next couple years.
Whatever.
Yeah, so like when I got home, my mom asked me about it because that's what I told her. And she was all skeptical about it, and she was asking me for like my dirty underwear and whatnot. And I told her that I left them at school and I walked home naked.
Oh, right. Because she's going to buy that one.
Yeah, because you didn't actually. Yeah. Did you actually poop or you did? You just told
them? No, I didn't actually poop my pants.
Oh, cool. See, that's the problem. You got to go all the way with it if you're going to make that claim.
She ended up calling the principal, and obviously my story didn't match up.
Yeah.
By walking home naked and whatnot, so I ended up getting detention for a week after that. So.
Good.
Yeah.
I like the text that we got in that says, when I was a kid in second grade, I didn't want to go to school, so I went out back, rubbed poison ivy all over my body from head to toe.
Oh!
It didn't show up right away, so I kept rubbing. It was the worst month of my life.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, my God.
When I was a kid, I actually went to the bathroom outside, like, would pee outside in a patch of poison oak.
Oh, God.
I had to go to the hospital for it. It was
really?
So bad, yeah.
Oh, no.
And until I was, like, a teenager, every time I would sweat, I would get poison oak, like, around my butt. It would come back out.
Really?
Yeah.
That stuff stays with you for that long.
Well, the way I had it, it was super bad.
It's like a plant STD.
How
dude.
Are you peeing in the woods? We need to discuss your.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, your squatting
ability. Hey, Geneva, what's the dumbest thing you did as a kid? Geneva?
She called the radio station
Are
and
there?
Hung up. That was the dumbest thing.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What's the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid?
You know the shopping network.
Yeah.
QVC. Mm-hmm. I ordered about a $3,000 necklace when I was about 7 years old off my mom's credit card.
Oh my gosh.
No.
How did you do that? I mean, I guess maybe your mom.
In the middle of the night when she was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And when it came in, she still kept it, and I got grounded for about 2.5 months.
Wait, she kept it?
She kept it?
Like, she's like, oh, look at this present.
I am so angry at you, but this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I have an event coming up that this would be perfect for. Thank you so much. And one day, when you're older, and I'm about to die, you can have it, too.
Go to your room.
Text us, 78592, call us, 866-668-4692.
Oh,
what's the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid? It's Brook and Jubal in the morning. Text in at 78592 that says, I remember when I was little, I used to wet my bed on purpose just so I could sleep in my parents' bed.
Oh my gosh.
We're talking about the dumbest things you ever did as a kid. Call in 866-668-4692. Text in 78592. Hey, Chris, what's the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid?
We used to take our bicycles up to the roof and ride them down and take them into the pool. So we jump off the roof with our bicycles into the pool.
That sounds fun.
Wow. Yeah, and none of you had a BMX career in your future, right?
No.
Yeah.
Did you get hurt?
Your stupidity.
Yeah.
Did anybody get hurt?
I'm sure.
No, nobody got hurt until my dad caught us, and then we got hurt.
Yeah. That's when you actually wanted to wear the helmet.
It actually sounds kind of fun. Hey, Kara, what's the dumbest thing you ever did as a kid?
I dug up asphalt out of a pothole and buried myself in it.
What?
In a pothole?
Wait, like in the middle of the road?
No, like in our alley, there's a pothole, and it was the summertime. So it was done the day before, so it wasn't all dry.
Oh.
It was a little hot, so I scooped it out with a shovel and put it on my body like you would sand.
Like on the beach?
That sounds awful.
That sounds...
I thought I was on the beach, but I wasn't.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
Did you burn yourself?
I didn't get burnt, but I did have like tar stuck in like my little arm hair and my leg hair and some in my head.
Just tar. No big deal.
Yeah, you got in a lot of trouble. That must have taken forever for your parents to clean that off of you.
It did. My mom was mad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And another text in at 78592. It says, when I was just a dumb little kid, I drank my mom's perfume because I thought it would make my farts smell better.
Oh my God, I want to know, does that actually work?
Yeah, can you text back in, please?
Does.
Whoever this is, text back in and let us know if it works. Because I've thought about doing that before, but I've never actually gone through with it. So good job.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jewel in the mornings. Spring break.